It's a busy day in Admouth. The Admiral bumps into Joe Jenkins in the supermarket.
Is everything okay?
Well, got up at 6 a.m, showered, fed the cat, fed the dog, fed the kids, did the school run, the vet run, and went on a run. Drive to work, charged my car and charged to lunch, searched for new cars, used cars, and tried to sell the old car. Popped over to the flat and had tea with the tenant, sorted out the leak and picked up leaks for dinner. And now I need to find insurance.
And breathe.
Oh.
Take it easy and insure everything in one place with Admiral Multicover and more. Admiral Insurance, always looking out for you.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. I've got Sunt here. Hey, Sunt.
Hey, John.
I got the Woodman Gaff here. Hey, what's up, Gaff?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, in the dugout, you got Harry. Hi, Harry.
Hi, John.
And Vinny is presiding to make sure things don't get completely crazy for this podcast introduction. Vinny, you're just going to try and hold us down a bit.
Hello.
Hi, Vin. Hey, guys, before we get started, yeah, before the fun starts.
Yeah.
Before the edited, recorded highlight fun starts. Later on in this podcast, I'm going to tease two more stories about people texting the wrong person. Mm. Listen out for it, right? Because it's a hell of a tease.
Right.
Okay? Right now, though, I'm going to deliver on that tease, because before you hear the tease, that's right, before you hear the tease, I've teased the tease.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of teasing.
And now I'm about to pre-tease.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
And then I'm going to, after, I might even post-tease.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't know that was possible.
No, because people fast forward sometimes.
Right.
Podcasts. Yeah. So I think I want to get to this bit, I want to get to this bit.
Yeah.
And they misjudge it. So I might post-tease later.
Sure.
And say, you just missed it. Amazing. Not in that voice. That sounded like I was straining out something. Anyway, this, ladies and gentlemen, is broadcasting. Here's the other two stories, yeah?
Okay.
I did a push the button text in, yeah, to launch the Sugar Babes tune,
yeah.
Push the button.
Right. Okay.
And we're asking people when they've pushed the wrong button.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So you've heard you've heard the worst,
okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which is in the show.
Right.
This is not good, this one here.
Okay.
This couple got married, yeah?
Uh-huh.
The girl's name was Vicky. Vicky texted in,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They had never been to church, really. So they started going to this church about 6 months before they knew they were going to start preparing to get married. They started making out they're sort of Christians.
You've got to do that.
And
you
going
have
to this church, hanging around.
That,
and the vicar was a female vicar.
Yeah.
Smelt it a mile off.
Right.
But she still, you know, she swallowed it. It was fine. But they really went with it because she was strict with it.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So they really started acting like it, like dressing like Christians. A bit more. Sort of, you know, clothes, inexpensive, out of date.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Anyway, so they started going along there. He's looking really square, you know, like a jacket and sort of horrible tie. And they started going along there. Anyway, they went on their honeymoon, yeah?
Mm.
And when they got back, yeah, her husband, they got back from the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Her husband sent a picture of his yeah? To his missus, Vicky, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
But accidentally sent it to the vicar.
To
the vicar.
My goodness.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
And just with fancy underneath it.
Yeah.
And he says, but she was laughing at, says, just think, I mean, she described it as his manhood.
Yeah.
But we got the picture.
Yeah.
And then off air, she told us
how graphic
it was. No, she didn't send us the picture. Off air, she told us how graphic. But the point is, she said, what must that vicar have thought?
Mm.
They posed as Christians.
Literally, for weeks and
she
weeks.
She knew they were just back from the honeymoon.
Yeah.
And here's my... Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. What must that vicar have thought?
I know. God, man.
How about that? That's a story, yeah?
Wow.
Okay, there's two more of those.
Right.
Later in the podcast, yeah?
Okay.
And I can tell you, they're as good as that.
Wow.
In fact, better. Miles better.
Okay.
In fact, you think that's good... We haven't even got to vaguely good yet.
Okay.
In comparison, although that is good. On this week's podcast, we get oversharing. There are building blunders all over the place. And, as mentioned, I've got an incredible story about texting the wrong person tied together with a tease, yeah? The most incredible story you've ever heard. God, this is exciting. Enjoy. Radio X. I've got Tantrum Dinosaur Beach Boy.
Right, which sounds like a weird collection of words.
One of the most annoying things ever. One of the good things about this holiday, was that there was no English people in the resort. It was just Italians, which is, I didn't realise how much more of a holiday that would give me.
Because you were just on your own, just you and your partner and your kid.
It meant I didn't feel I had to go. I had appearances to keep up in the sense I had to go to the get up at 6, 3 hours in the gym, get a pump on, then hit the beach so they can see, they can see what they've heard about,
Yeah, because there's a lot of expectation when.
But also
TJ's out in a thong on a beach.
Yeah,
people expect something body from that.
There's a lot of body pressure.
Yeah.
But also, I like to go out there and body shame people just with my body.
Okay.
Sure.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I stand near them and they literally complain to the manager that they've been body shamed. Anyway, guys, bicep shamed.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm on the beach and it's really nice. No English there at all. So it means also it's a much improved holiday for Vanessa because it means I don't meet some geezer.
Sure.
Or, and then suddenly we're getting involved in rounds of drinks. And we'll get the next one, John. And we're all inclusive, so we'll just get them all day.
Right.
Which often happens. Don't worry about it. We'll keep getting them, John.
Yeah.
As long as you say you love Man United, which I know you do. No, I don't. Anyway, so, yeah, you do.
Amazing.
So I didn't get him. It was great.
So, you had a quiet. You didn't have to make any holiday friends.
But, so I was really relaxed. But one of the things that is always on the horizon as a source of tension is Milton's Army of Dinosaurs. This is my son. He has he loves dinosaurs.
Mm.
So when he loves to take him to the beach, so we can lose lots in the sand. It means leaving the beach takes hours and I have to rake the sand. And actually, it becomes almost like archaeology, except they're just plastic and there's millions of them. So we buy a cheap bucket of dinosaurs that I know because they're all going to go.
Yep.
But as we go to the beach, he's very particular once dinosaurs come to play. So as we go to the beach, I have to do the Army of Dinosaurs song.
Right. Which goes...
It goes, Milton's Army of Dinosaurs marching down to the beach.
Aww.
Stomping feet with great big claws, chomping teeth with vicious jaws. An army of dinosaurs... Milton's Army of Dinosaurs.
There's a show in that.
Right. So we go down to the beach.
There's definitely a show in that.
And I sing the Army of Dinosaurs song.
Which
and then
brilliant.
We go there. And then he likes to set them up two by two.
Right.
Yeah, because it's the army.
Sure.
And then so we have to sing again. Anyway.
How many times do you have to sing it on average?
No, we have to sing the all the time.
All the time.
Once the Army of Dinosaurs. Yes. And so we go down the beach, we're going to have first thing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing is the sun moves around really fast and the Army of Dinosaurs always has to be in the shade because obviously I don't even get sunburned.
Of course.
So it at varying times of the day, the parasol, the umbra varies.
Right.
Provided by the parasol. The actual shade, because it moves round, suddenly you've got to move the army.
Yep.
And there's
time the army moves, the song has to be sung.
Yes, the song has to be sung because the Army of Dinosaurs on the move.
Yes.
And it means I've got to rotate the bed so I can keep him in vision. Anyway, he hates other kids touching his dinosaurs.
Of course.
Okay, his dinosaurs. This isn't something.
They're not to be played with.
No,
they're an army.
Yeah, it's an army. You can't.
Yeah.
So this kid hoes into view and his parents, they're Italian and they just stand there and they just say to me, He loves a dinosaur. He loves them. I'm thinking, okay, that's fine. And Milton's just already looking at him, yeah?
Aww.
And he just picks up one of the dinosaurs. And Milton instantly, lies on the army. He's lying on it. He's actually like spread eagled.
Using his body as a shield.
Yeah. Using his whole body to shield the dinosaurs so he won't share them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. So he's lying on the Army of Dinosaurs. And this kid, he's just got one that has escaped.
Yep.
And Mel's looking at him, he's really crying. He's really dinosaur tantrum. He's having a real tantrum. And this kid won't stop playing with the dinosaur. And the parents are looking on like, isn't this sweet? No, but they've stayed for ages.
Oh.
And it's getting worse and worse. I'm thinking, at what point is this a bad scene?
And they go,
the woman's tilting her head and she's going, oh. Isn't it lovely they can play together? I'm thinking, no!
No.
And if I'm honest with you, you're going to see the dad kick off in much the same way.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang.
Radio X.
I've got lots more holiday tales for you. Just to round up the dinosaur incident of dinosaur tantrum, Beach Boy. Milton, one of the things that also knows, if I touch a dinosaur that's as part of one of his setups, which is weird because someone just texts me to say, Johnny, your dinosaur story made me really laugh because it's exactly the kind of thing that happens with us and our son. He immediately eyes up any other kid who he thinks might want to mess up his setups. He says other kids are too crazy.
Right.
They're too crazy. Milton, he sets it up, and he sets up his dinosaurs in sort of these scenarios. But if I want him to do something, he'll ignore me. So I try and communicate through dinosaurs to get his attention. So I'll hold a dinosaur up to my ear, and I'll go, oh, sometimes we're Milton. And he goes, no! He just goes mad. I go, why? He goes, he doesn't sound like that. He doesn't talk like that. Anyway,
wow.
So... this kid who won't give his dinosaur back.
Yes.
He won't give his dinosaur back. In the end, we're saying, Milton, you've got to learn to share things like this. You know what he does? This is genius. What? He grabs the dinosaur off the kid while saying, share. Boom. X.
Oh, that's Jamal from number 5, master of bin day in the car park. Our group chat would be lost without him. Oh, more Fox Fight videos. It's sweet and constant. I mean, what kind of a phone contract is he on?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've frozen the price of his contract with club card prices, so he doesn't have to worry about his price going up. Shall I sign you up too?
Go on then.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/frozen prices.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Blah. Girls and boys, femmes et garçons, as Dan O'Connell would probably say.
This is getting so out of hand.
It's not out of hand at all.
This is getting really out of hand.
Oh, je ne sais pas. Bonsoir, Daniel.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Ça va. The reason I can say this confidently is because it turns out if you want to have a conversation in front of Dan and him not to understand a word, just speak in French. Harry, how do we know this?
Well... we're in the office.
Sorry,
the Radio X office.
Evening, Dan.
Hi, guys.
This is great. This is office. This is
great.
Bants.
Yeah.
Go on.
We were in the Radio X office downstairs.
Yeah.
And we're having a right little time talking. And Dan was on the phone. We were like, oh, do you need to take that, Dan? He's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's just booking a table for a restaurant. And we're like, oh, okay, where are you going? And he's like, oh, it's in Saint-Tropez.
Yeah, already. Yeah.
Oh, man. Nice.
What, you're on the phone to France? Yeah.
Yeah.
Shows us his phone. It's got a plus funny digits.
Yeah.
All right, you are.
3-3 for France.
There we go.
Yeah.
And we're like, are you gonna book your table in French? Like, yeah, of course. Of course I am. You speak French?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I can.
A level.
Yeah.
There we go. So
I think that pertains to something else.
So Dan gets through.
Yeah.
Ah, salut. Parlez-vous anglais?
Hey!
Très bien. Hey. So what I'd like is a table for two under the parasol at 1 o'clock on the 28th of August, please.
I remember the detail of this conversation. You're such a stalker.
Yeah, because we're all going there.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
Every day of the week, the woodman furnished with a hero. He educates, he informs. Above all, he's an entertainer. Gav, you've got a show icon. We started talking about it about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Six years ago, we really got into this. Mm. This guy first appeared in our lives. How, Gav?
Because his footage of him being arrested outside a Chinese restaurant called the China Sea in Brisbane, which just went viral. The incident happened in 91, but I'll get into that. So the hero today, Johnny, is obviously Jack Carlson. That's the name he went by throughout most of the second half of his life. He was actually born Cecil George Edwards. He lived from 90...
Was he a con man?
Yes, he was. He was a serial petty fraudster. Okay. He lived from 1942 to, well, a couple of weeks ago. He was also known as Johan Kelmut Carlson, Cecil Jerry Edwards, and also he was confused with a Hungarian chess player and notorious dime dasher, Paul Charles Dozer. So four or five names associated with him. There's not actually that much known about his early life, other than he began a life of petty crime in 1956 in Brisbane. He spent time in prison for much of the first half of his life, escaping frequently. While serving one stint...
Fraud gets you in some open conditions, I guess.
Right. Yeah. That's relevant, by the way. So while serving one stint, he befriended another inmate called Jim McNeil, who became a very successful playwright in Australia after his own release, writing plays about his experience in prison. It might also explain Jack's theatrics, shall we say, because I think he was quite fancied himself in the sort of theatrical mould.
Yeah, go on.
Anyway, in 91, Jack was arrested for allegedly using a stolen credit card in a Chinese restaurant. He was being monitored by an American Express investigator who called the police on him. The whole incident was filmed by a news reporter called Chris Reason for 7 News in Sydney. And
Must have been tipped off, right?
Jack decided... Yeah, well, absolutely. Jack decided to play up to the cameras. Initially, this is why he said he played up to the cameras. He says he thought, here's an opportunity to prove my innocence because they've dragged me out thinking I was some kind of international gangster. When I knew that I wasn't, here's a chance, the camera, for the people of Australia and to let democracy manifest itself gloriously. That's why I carried on like that. Now, one of the officers who arrested him, Dean Byron, said that at the time it was not actually considered that major a case. They didn't think he was an international gangster.
Right,
they were there because he'd been reported for using a stolen credit card.
So he sort of said, I'm not an international gangster, and the police are like, well, we know.
Well, we're not telling you are.
It's just credit card fraud.
That's right. The subject was held in custody that night and then bailed out. Although he was, at the time, according to this policeman, wanted on 19 counts of fraud, probably same sort of thing, credit cards, and receiving stolen goods to the value of $70,000. Anyway,
that's quite a lot back then.
It was.
It is now.
But it's not quite international mobster, is it? So he then he put on such a performance that when the internet did finally arrive, because this happened in 91, he went viral. And even though he'd gone off the public radar since the incident, it just captured the imagination. And he became a sort of folk hero. So on the one hand, he became a sort of talisman for objecting to heavy-handed policing. Yeah. But on the other hand, he was a chancing blagger.
Right.
So, but he did give us some gold.
Yeah, let's play it.
We've got three clips. This is the first one. Go on, Harry.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
It's the rolling of the R on Democracy. Just before that, he says, I'm under what?
Which I'd be like, you're under arrest, mate. He goes, I'm under what?
I'm under what?
No, what?
I was like, assured. Yeah. Because he's giving they call it a stentorian voice. It's loud voice.
Yes.
Anyway, this is the second clip.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
I love that movie. Oh!
But I love the idea that what is the charge? You are charged with eating a succulent Chinese a meal.
What He's is deflecting, the isn't
eating
he?
Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Succulent? But why talk about a succulent? Also,
it's amazing. Building his part.
Yeah, but I've never had I've had a lot of Chinese meals, but I wouldn't ever describe it as particularly succulent. Mm. You know, succulents are like big roasts and big.
So that reason he gave that I said earlier that he wanted to show the Australian people, he also later on said that he played up to the cameras so that he would be put in a medical facility instead of a normal jail.
All right, okay.
So that he could escape more easily.
Okay, right.
Which sounds to me more likely. But
Is that why he goes on his privates being touched?
Well, yes, exactly. So he could just be really extreme in front of the cameras. But anyway, here's the final clip.
Yes. I see that you know your judo well.
You know your judo well.
R.I.P. Jack Carlson.
Oh, Jack Carlson, I can tell you. We salute you. Next to the British pork man.
Yeah, legendary.
Plenty. But he's the gold medal winner, and there's nothing to touch him.
Radio X.
Oh, man, that's those Kings of Leon. Nowhere to run, as opposed to Emperor Basil. Hey, Gav.
You know Emperor Michael's nickname was?
What, Mick?
Michael the Drunkard.
Was it?
Yeah, and when Basil killed him and his new friend, they were drunk at a party.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know Ivan the Terrible? Which I used to know a guy called Ivan.
Yeah.
And it's really good if you know someone called Ivan. Because if you see, I just go to school with him.
Yeah.
It's really nice to be able to say, morning, Ivan, you look terrible. It's just nice because he did.
I bet that never isn't funny.
It's never not funny. Morning, Ivan, you look terrible. No, but also any time you could hit.
How are you today, Ivan?
Yeah, terrible. No, but I'm not kidding. That word terrible just hovers around all the time.
Yeah, of course.
You know, Ivan, you look terrible. Different way of saying it. Anyway, Gav, Ivan the Terrible killed his own son.
Right.
With a blow on the head.
These
are three interesting Ivan the Terrible facts.
Go on.
That I've just been reading in my History of Russia, which I've been reading on the loo now for about a year.
Yeah.
It's heavy going. Mm. That's the book.
Sure. the whole story's pretty
not
heavy.
Not what I'm doing in the loo. Yeah. That's comparatively light work. Anyway, fact two, he killed his own son, which destroyed with a blow to the head.
Yeah, yeah.
That destroyed him.
Of course.
Because his other son was, he knew he'd never go anywhere.
Right, right.
He wanted to marry Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, he really fancied his chances.
Right.
When the English heard about this, laughed their heads off because they thought the Russians were savages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fact three, he died from a stroke playing chess.
Oh.
Chess.
No, it's pretty terrible, right?
My God.
Also, the word terrible doesn't mean the same as terrible in Russian.
Oh, it's not the same meaning.
No, it's actually like awesome.
Oh, okay.
To fill you with terror.
Right.
To fill you with terror.
Right.
So there's your Ivan.
So it's
the
a bit of a brag, really.
Sort of awe inspiring. Yeah.
Died in 1584.
Wow.
And that's sort of old news now.
Oh, Elizabeth the First.
Elizabeth the First, yeah.
Hello, Chris Moyles here. I'm so sorry to interrupt your podcast enjoyment. I'm with my friend Dominic Byrne.
Hello there, I'm sorry.
You may remember us, we used to be on the radio back in the day. Well, we still are.
Still doing it.
Anyway, we do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Chris Moyles Show on Radio X Podcast, and it's all the best bits of our radio show from the week, with all those pesky songs and things taken out.
That's it.
And some hilarious things in there.
I'm just really laughing thinking about it.
Download it right now from Global Player.
Radio
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
It's time for Mexican Handbags. Every Saturday between 11 and 1 on the Kickabout, Gavin and I do a little thing called Mexican Handbags. Observations of everyday life. A great way, in fact, maybe the greatest way ever, of corralling the human experience. That's what I'm a bit disturbed about at the moment, Gav.
What?
Well, most of the things we've ever suggested on the Kickabout or here are now just appearing as memes. So the jokes we come up with, or have done over the years, now just have someone saying it, and then they just visualise it because they're just slicker than we are.
Frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, all this stuff
we AI image on it.
Yeah, all the stuff we've been throwing away for years is now like people are getting really paid.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not, I'm not bitter about it.
I think we should instruct a lawyer.
We should instruct a lawyer. Definitely.
So. Yeah.
To say that we will not countenance.
Right.
They are observations of everyday life. Like I say, Mexican handbags, they'll try and nick that next.
Yeah,
definitely.
Of course they will.
Already someone's tried to do a sort of game with it online, like it's a sort of generic thing.
Yeah.
No, I thought out with my son.
Yeah, yeah.
When he was eight.
It's well
right,
documented.
Right, yeah. It is well documented. It is,
yeah,
you're right.
Of course it is, yeah.
Anyway, you can buy your own Mexican handbag. Merchandise from radiox.co.uk. In this case, a tote bag, which you can actually play Mexican handbags on.
I've got one. It's excellent.
Is it?
It's a lot of fun.
They won't give me one. And I don't even go there because I'm bitter about that
as
well.
Okay. Awkward.
A bit awkward. Last time we did this, we had the old Latvian howler. ST, what did you have?
Claire in Newark sent in the old Latvian howler is when you send a text to the wrong person, especially if you said something about that person in the text.
Oh, oh man.
It's a classic.
It is.
Because you've got them on your mind and you go through your phone book and you're like, there we go.
There we go.
I know someone, the winner of a competition I did years ago on the radio about the worst time you sent an accidental text to someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was someone who texted, it was a girl called in to say she texted something. It was filth.
Yeah.
And she accidentally texted it. She meant to text it to Dan, but instead she texted it to her dad.
Oh, no.
And it was from her work phone, and he didn't have the number yet.
Oh, no.
So she started getting texts back.
Oh, no.
Wait. Going, who is this?
Oh,
no. Seriously, who is this? Hey, and then she'd be sitting there at home. She was like 19, and she was sitting there. She lived at home. And his dad would go, right, I better take the dog for a walk. And then she'd suddenly get the bzzzt on her work.
No.
Going, come on, stop playing around. Who is this? And she'd be like, oh, Christ alive. It was awful.
That's horrible.
Yeah, no, it had us all... had us all in stitches.
I honestly don't know what to say.
I'm
mortified.
I'm going red. I wasn't even involved.
I'm mortified.
I've got two other stories which we shall reserve for the podcast, which will blow your minds.
Wow.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fang.
Radio X.
It's Monday, August 19th. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Thank you so much for all your wonderful texts. We were going to go into so many things. Jet ski loathing, Mexican handbags. Mm. But do you know what we've had to do? Literally a handbrake turn in the show.
Oh, yeah.
And when you look back to the last hour, when we were talking about how important it is, we now believe, and this is now show dogma.
Yeah.
That it's important to teach your kids not to share. Because if none of them do, they won't cause any trouble. The amount of trouble it causes in schools, particularly like nursery schools, every day there's an incident because he wasn't sharing. Why? As Harry pointed out...
Well, you don't... As adults, we don't like to share. We don't want to share.
And we don't have to.
We don't have to.
Okay, you look at... Even if someone says... look at that on my phone, yeah? And you just... To annoy them, just go to try and hold the phone. They go, no, 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 I'll show you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, well, wait, what have you got on there? Like really sexy shots of yourself or someone. You know, what is it you don't want me to see? You know? Or are you in the middle of a sort of hot texting session with someone? But you know what I mean?
Also, it's always with kids. It's always generally kids that aren't friends or don't know each other. You know, you need to share your toys. Imagine if you just like sat next to someone on the tube and put your hand in their bag of crisps. Because, well, you have to share. That's what we've been taught.
Right. Exactly right. Or someone says, oh, cheers, I need those. And they just took one of your your earpods.
Yeah.
Do you know if they stuck it in their ear? Because my battery's gone. What, share? Well, I know it's not sounding very Christian of us.
No,
we're not come across as like some sort of satanic show. But if someone asks for your help, give it.
Yes.
Yeah? But if someone sort of says, could you...
ultimately, if you want someone else to experience something, you're like, oh, try this, it's amazing. Hmm. But really, you want it all for yourself.
Yeah.
Do I want to get around in for 10 people? No.
Okay,
no, I actually don't. You do it anyway.
Yeah, right. Get this, yeah? I went to a friend's barbecue, drove off to the countryside, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'd organised with my friend Ed, who I was meeting at the party. He was going to Costco in Bristol, yeah, because he runs a barbecue business. But they weren't doing the barbecue. They hadn't been got, which is actually a bit of a point here. Because Ed said he wanted to party, he didn't want it to work.
Right.
So my mate, whose barbecue it was like, well, I want to come and enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I said, when he was picking up supplies for another event he had a bit later in the week. So I said, could you pick me up some of the Baby Ray's barbecue sauce? Because it's insane, right? Yep. It's so good.
Mm. Good.
It really is. And if you would, you heard the noise Harry just made. It's fantastic, right? Sorry, that's for Homer Simpson, isn't it? But anyway, so he bought me a bottle of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I had that. And I had it on the table at the barbecue. But it was like taking your own pool cue to the pub, right?
Yeah.
You know, suddenly he brings his own barbecue sauce to barbecues. But someone just came over to the table and went, excuse me, and leant in and went, whoa.
That is not communal sauce.
No, that is not the... That is not con. What your behaviour is condimental.
No, you are not going to share because it's yours.
Yes,
and it was bought specifically for you.
Right,
and there's a limited amount.
Right.
So hands
and to be
off.
Everyone had already really splashed it all over, and I was concerned that when I after demolishing some. Skewers of the pork and the chicken, and I was still looking at the lamb, which was the next round I was going up for, and I was just concerned. In fact, I went condimental.
Right.
Genuinely, I didn't want to share. And all the time I was eating, I just kept glancing at it. Yeah. I was thinking, he's pathetic.
Yeah.
Mind you, it did all go, you know, and every time it went off, I was going to tell Vanessa, just keep your eye on the...
I'm similar with an open bottle of wine.
again.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is Snow Patrol, the beginning. Thank you very much for all your texts on this. We will be talking about this, 83936. It's Harry's syndrome. I think it's really good, Harry, this teaching to kids not to share their things. It's really important for life.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
We've got a Them's the Rules special.
Ooh.
What's going to be special about it? Well, thanks for asking. It's because we're going back to something that happened earlier in the week, which was... about sharing and Harry, his opinion of teaching your kids not to share.
Right. Yeah, well, we don't like sharing and we don't want to share and we don't usually share.
No, we don't.
So why should children... Why should 3-year-olds do it as well?
Right, when it's really unnatural.
Yeah.
because they haven't even been taught you should share. They haven't even been taught a lesson to ignore.
And it's not even sharing. It's like accepting someone else snatching your stuff.
Yeah.
Right, right.
It's just like, I want that. I'm taking that. He won't share with me.
Yeah.
Gav, I mean, Harry, can I just say, it's the only sensible thing you've ever said in all the time I've worked with you. But also, if you were to become like a single issue party,
right,
I'd really vote for you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Parents against sharing. I'm with you all the way. I genuinely
we're
am.
We're all on board.
We really are. Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
He nailed it.
Yeah, he really nailed it. Anyway, it's time for a Them's the Rules special. Them's the Rules started because Vanessa and I agreed we were never going to use the TV, you know, tables, the little tables you pull out.
Yes. Yeah.
That all fold in. I've got some of these. They're Dieter Ram 621s.
Sure.
Don't want to boast about it. You got some Dieter Ram 621s. You tell people. Yeah, it was a present. It was a really nice present. I love them. But we ate dinner one night in front of the telly, and it was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
We said, it was the day I got them, we're never going to do this again. That's what this is all we'll ever do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't.
We'll never go near the dining unless we've got guests. And that puts the dining room in a different place, right?
It does, yeah.
So, them's the rules. You've sent in your them's the rules. We've had, if you text three times, you're conversing, pick the phone up and call. Mm-hmm. Them's the rules.
It's a good rule, yeah.
When using your partner's car, feel free to adjust the mirrors, but you must return the seat to its original position.
Absolutely right.
Them's the rules. Again, when Vanessa uses the car, I can't actually get in.
I'm the same. Can't get in the car.
I can't get in the car, genuinely.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really funny.
Yeah. Literally can't fit in the car.
No.
It's
Anyway, and when your child is having a tantrum, I'd also put on retune the radio as well.
Yeah.
Put it back to my...
It's not as important as the seat. The seat is the main
thing. Well, it depends, because sometimes fun kids, junior, I can get in the car, and if I'm in the wrong mood, it can really do me.
Right.
When your child is having a tantrum in public, whoever touched it last has to sort it out. Yes? And that is a really good rule.
That's a great rule.
Especially if they're doing archback.
Sure.
Today it's a sharing special. We concluded earlier this week. Well, Harry told you. So, Suns, you got Matt. That's Cher in the background. I love what you're doing, Harry. Same. I don't mind. Single issue, Matt. What have you got?
Matt in North Wales says, if I see anyone's greasy hand going towards my bag of jammy donuts, I just start windmilling.
Nice.
Doesn't matter if it's the vicar or the mother-in-law.
Wow. Yeah.
Them's the rules.
Them's the rules. I absolutely follow that. And I'd say the same for my Doritos with the sour cream dip. Mm. The lads, I just said, try one.
Mm. Yeah.
The lads had never had the sour cream dip with it.
Right.
And you suddenly treated it like it was a buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was my bag of crisps. We all said you could have one bag of crisps each. And you all eaten yours. And you just nailed mine.
And they just wanted to finish yours.
No, you did, Gav.
You were involved in
You were one of the guys I'm talking about.
But they were so delicious.
I knew they were.
I've never had the chili heat wave with the dip. I've only had the cheesy ones.
No, but
or
you
the
have now,
ones.
Haven't you? You've had more than I have.
Oh, they were good.
But the way you said, yeah, they just took them.
I've got to tell you, I probably had about 30 of them. They were
No one counts Doritos. Go on, Gav, what you got? Them's the rules.
Alan in Darwin says, I don't like to share sweets as I'm a sucker and sharing with a cruncher is rubbish. Once they've finished their half, I still have loads left.
Mm.
Yet I'm expected to share what's left.
Mm.
Stick to your half.
Yes, good
Them's
point.
Them's the rule.
That's they're going to go point. Through them a lot quicker. Than
yeah, definitely.
That's
yeah.
a great point. That's yeah. a great point.
Yeah.
Here's mine. This is Jason from Canvey Island.
Go on.
I love my kids and I would die for them. I love that as an opening statement. Yep. Do you know why?
Because
something
coming.
Incredibly selfish is about to come, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
It's like people who say, best day of my life. Pop, obviously, when I got married,
yeah,
I had a kid.
Yeah,
you're thinking... And if they then talk about a goal or something like that, amazing goal, last minute,
yeah.
I'm thinking it's much better than the other two. You never see anyone outside a delivery room literally hugging a complete stranger and screaming, ah!
No, it's terror and relief.
It's terror, right, right. I'm just saying. I love my kids and I die for them, but my love has limits when it comes to chocolate digestives.
Mm.
Daddy don't share them. Them's the rules.
X.
Ooh, that's Jamal from number 5, master of bin day in the car park. Our group chat would be lost without him. Ooh, more Foxfight videos. It's sweet and constant. I mean, what kind of a phone contract is he on?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've frozen the price of his contract with club card prices, so he doesn't have to worry about his price going up. Shall I sign you up too?
Go on then.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/frozen prices.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
I went to the butcher's, not my regular butcher's, who doesn't offer a rotisserie service.
Yeah.
And I said I'd pop in and get my daughter a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Really quickly. So I went in this butcher's. I went in there. And I tell you this because I know they're listening at my regular butcher's and I'll never be unfaithful to him.
Go on.
He's the most fantastic butcher and he's also a wonderful man.
Mm.
He's sensitive.
Very good looking. Very good looking.
No,
man
he's
as
not.
Well,
he's
isn't
not
he?
Oh, no, okay. No, he's not.
Right.
He's not. He looks like he could potentially be a nightmare. they all do in there. Except Nina. Mina. She's really nice.
Right.
Anyway, the point is. So I said to this guy, this chicken's quite expensive.
Mm.
He's got Staffordshire chicken.
He's gone what?
It's Staffordshire chicken.
I've not heard of that. I've heard of Poulet Bresse, which is a famous chicken rearing region in France.
Keep it on the island.
Yeah,
it's not Shropshire chicken.
No.
No?
No, but I don't know if it's good or bad.
Yeah.
And I suddenly went, I said to him, oh right, okay.
Everyone knows Staffordshire chicken's the best.
Well, I know that it is the county that has given more people to the special services.
Is it Staffordshire? Really?
Yeah, Staffordshire really? Is it? Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, it's quite near Stoke City.
So maybe the old Staffordshire chicken is someone who's really brave.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The old Staffordshire chicken is someone who isn't really brave.
Yeah. Well, if it's joint, if they fed the special forces. Yeah.
Or they play Staffordshire chicken, like the Brecon Beacons.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, so I have a Staffordshire chicken. Anyway, Gav, the point is, I wouldn't know a bad chicken counter. I don't know what it is.
I wouldn't either.
Obviously you said it's a Liverpool chicken. I'd be slightly, because it's urban, you know, or they said that's like a...
Yeah, yeah.
He says, no, where's the chicken from? And he said something like Chelmsford.
Yeah. Brixton.
Yeah.
Right.
Clapham chicken.
Yeah, Clapham. Hackney. but pretty well, once you're out in the sticks, I'm not...
Who would know,
It's Hertfordshire chicken, that's why.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's a big...
Is that a big
if
deal?
If there's large-scale chicken farming in any city.
No.
And in which case... If it's in any county, which is the bad county for it?
We don't know.
It's Chester Chicken Saga.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was the fact he silenced me with it so much. Now, the old rotisserie place I used to go, he used to boast that his chicken was from, where was it? Somewhere in Norfolk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's exactly right. Norfolk chicken. He didn't say any more than that.
Right.
You don't need to.
It wouldn't be from Len. Or, one of the cities. It's not from Norwich chicken, is it? Because you don't have an urban chicken.
If you put a county in front of the word chicken, it just sounds posher suddenly.
Right.
Like Lyne Court Essex chicken or something. Be weird.
Lyne Court. Yeah.
Grass-fed.
Free-range Lyne Court chicken. Yeah.
Tuna.
Yeah.
Battery tuna. Just in little tanks. Anyway, Gav. Battery trout. Anyway, my point is, Gav, if anyone can tell me which is the bad chicken county...
Yeah, we need to know,
I'd like to know. I genuinely would, because I've been... let me tell you what I've done, Gav.
Mm.
While I was driving here...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, while I was in the car, I said to my driver...
Mm.
No, I was just going through the... I went on my Google, I said, list of counties, and I was going, what would I have turned my nose up?
Yeah.
Essex chicken, I wouldn't have liked particularly.
Yeah.
And Cornish chicken, I would have if they told me Cornish chicken, I'd slung it in his face.
Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. A friend of mine, he paid £28 for some chicken. Yeah, he's a Frenchman, most snobby Frenchman I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was really angry. He was a very expensive butcher's in London, paid £28 for some chicken.
Yeah.
And he cooked his chicken and he thought it tasted dreadful.
Right.
Yeah? So on a Sunday, you know what he did?
What?
He went to the butchers that he bought it from that Sunday evening and he put it through their letterbox.
While they were closed.
Yeah, he told everyone, put it down. He'd spatchcocked it, he shoved it through the letterbox.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a good review, is it?
That's how cross he was. Yeah. He put a £28 chicken through the letterbox. And put it
one out of five.
On a Sunday night, yeah. And the funny thing is, he got a taxi to go and do it as well. He got a cab there.
The man of principle. Yeah,
He said it's a wait and return. Wait. Yeah. Wait, please.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Suntu, are you ready?
I am.
Let's do this.
Rocks.
You rock. It's Suntu's Sinful Slot every single Monday. Normally, in the Woodman's Heroic Little Slot, we showcase a creature that has man very much on its menu. It is a man-eater. That's it.
That's it.
It challenges the beastly dominion of man. But what have you got?
Okay,
so it's Sunter's sinner.
I've got Sunter's sinner, and today's sinner is Lillian Goldstein, known as the Bobbed-Haired Bandit.
Okay, what did the Bobbed-Haired Bandit do?
She was born in August 1902 in Tooting in South London.
You one figure to Tooting.
Yep.
Represent.
And she was a burglar and robber. She invented smash and grab. She invented it. She went. She says that.
Really?
She worked out that the best way to thief something was to wrap two bricks in a brown paper bag and throw them at the glass and grab the jewellery.
Wow, she invented the smash and grab.
She worked with her partner in crime, Charles Ruby Sparks, and they became known as the British Bonnie and Clyde.
How about that?
Yeah. And she got her nickname because she helped Ruby break out of Strangeways prison in 1927 using a rope made of plaited mailbags. The police couldn't identify her, so they described her as the Bobbed-Haired Bandit.
Right. But she went, she escaped from Strangeways as well.
She got her partner out of Strangeways.
Oh, she got her partner out of Strangeways.
Yeah, she's even cooler.
But all the way from Tooting.
Yep.
Sorry, I say it like that because my mate of mine is Jamaican. He when I moved one road over in Wandsworth, technically I was now in the borough of Tooting, which he found hilarious. And that's how he always says and Tooting. That's and that's why he says, I forgot the Tooting.
So with the smash and grab method of stealing, obviously there's a bit of danger involved. There's a lot of cut glass around.
Right.
So they would carry, the two of them, bulldog clips with them. And if they had any cuts, they would clip the skin together and hold it together until they could get it sewn up later.
I've seen people do a lot cruder things than that.
Pretty intense.
I could tell you some stories when I was in the regiment. Whoops.
She also used cars sometimes, motor cars, to do the raids. And one included on Bond Street. She drove towards the Cartier store, sounded her horn, swung the car around into the pavement, smashed the shop window. They grabbed £18,000 worth of jewellery. That's around $1 million today.
Wow.
And then they just walked off through the crowd. And Lillian reckoned her theory was that the public would be so amazed to see a woman committing a robbery that no one would stop her. And they didn't.
Wow. Do you know something? What do you know what's changed about that? Is now when robbers from Tooting do that in Bond Street, they don't ring the horn. They don't sound the horn.
Anyone.
They don't warn anyone. They just go steam straight in. And also, scooters are a lot more thing now, isn't it? And sledgehammers. Sorry, that was a bit Partridge.
It was a little bit.
Sledgehammers.
So she ended up being caught. She did evade the authorities for 10 years. She was caught in 1940. And her partner, Ruby, was sent to Dartmoor, but she persuaded the authorities she was only the accomplice and not the ringleader. So she got 6 months with hard labour, but then managed to charm the judge, and she served less than 3 weeks.
Wow!
After that, she went straight saying, I've had enough of this bandit queen lark.
How about
so
that?
Let's salute or hail the sinner.
Okay.
Lily.
All hail the sinner! Lily, we hail you! thank you very much, Sunter. That was brilliant.
Thanks.
I tell you something, if Gav is listening to the show, it's good actually that he's away today. This will liven him up a bit. Seriously.
He won't be listening. He's still on the beach.
No, he'll find a way, believe me. I know his style. He'll be listening. In fact, I'm beginning to suspect he got these texts going and go, where's Gav? I know that number.
X.
Sometimes running a business can feel like cycling uphill with square wheels. But Xero Online Accounting Software can help predict the future cash flow of your business, so you can stay one step ahead. Soon it'll feel more like freewheeling downhill.
Woohoo!
On a tandem.
All right, mate.
With a masseur on the back.
Oh, that's nice.
Search Xero with an X, because healthy business is beautiful business.
Radio X. Johnny. Vaughan.
Martin in the Radio X office has had a broken hot tap for over 8 years. This inspired our feature.
Hot tap. He needs a brand new one, but he can't be asked to get it done.
Oh, I like it.
Martin's hot tap. Been broken for so long, but what haven't you fixed that went wrong?
Whoa!
Whoa! man, that was Scotia War with her 60s soul gospel interpretation. And what an interpretation it was.
That was amazing.
That was incredible. I didn't know we had listeners at Stacks.
I was swaying.
I didn't know we actually had... I mean, I never thought one would actually be good.
Yeah.
No, I'm only joking.
The quality level is insane.
Like I say, if you do... If you've got some musical ambitions and you're sick of not getting national airplay, please get it into us. I mean, we've never been at the stage where we've had to turn one down yet.
No.
So it's almost it's your guaranteed route to the big time.
And also, if your musical ability is a little lower,
yes.
don't worry, you'll still get on.
It doesn't matter.
You'll get on anyway.
I can tell you now, we'll take everyone. Yeah. I'm telling you now, the voice it ain't.
That's right. No, we're not the voice. We're like a record label where if you apply to us, you get a deal.
You get a deal. You get a deal.
That deal is being played. Say,
I can get you on national radio.
Yeah.
Once. Well, no, unless, of course, you send another one.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you send us 10.
Yeah. If you could be asked.
And span it out. You can still have an album played. Anyway.
Concept album.
Yeah, I've had a weird concept album. Hot tip. WhatsApp me with a recording through Global Player or email johnny@radiox.co.uk. I have no idea who's got the keys to that one. Have you got that? So you can now get into my email. Wow, man.
Well, the power.
I've never had that. How does it feel? What happens on there?
I've been sending some fruity responses.
Good. Under my name.
Sure.
Okay, if you do get something, if you get something from my email, it's not from me. As the song says, we're after all those things you can't be asked to fix. Not only are we celebrating your apathy, also your ingenuity. This is make, do and meh. hashtag MHT, hashtag CBA, that's can't be asked. Dr. Sunder Templeton, darling, what have you got?
Sam says, when I moved into my flat, I broke one of the mirrors on my bathroom cabinet. I couldn't be bothered to get a new door.
Good.
So I wrapped tin foil around it. 2 years on... I've replaced that tinfoil 7 times.
Wow.
Oh, no, I love that.
A real craftsman.
Yeah.
Do you know, I feel sad that I took the cardboard box that exactly fitted in the window in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Because it was much more effective as a blackout.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
I've replaced it with. The point is, because it fit, and I had to slightly push it in, there was no show-through around the edge.
It had a piston fit.
Yes, and now I can slightly get that, what is it, like a square eclipse.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow. It was quite a piece.
Yeah.
It was quite...
It looked very classy from the outside.
It did. I don't have to look at that window, but you're right. It does. It gives you that sort of squatter's chic. What have you got?
This is from Lee. He says, I have an electric standing desk. Yeah, we have those in the office, don't we? We see them, those ones that rise up.
Well, no, we don't.
Yeah, down the end. Yeah, there's some standing desks. Oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
Down by the kitchen end. There's a couple of people there with the standing desks.
What are you talking about?
I know.
What are electric standing desks?
They rise up and you can work while standing.
They lift you up?
No, not you.
The desk rises up
to you, yeah.
I thought you could stand on the button and you'd be raised up.
No, it's not Backstreet Boys.
Like toasters. You go to the floor below. You go to the floor below and then a trapdoor opens up and you just pop up at your desk from reception.
Anyway, Lee bought an electric standing desk for working from home. It's now locked in the standing position. Rather than fix it, I now have one desk for sitting and one for standing.
Wow.
I have two computers logged into my account. Wow. And yes, I bought a second set of screens and keyboards, etc., so I don't need a new desk. It works fine.
Of course it does. Of course it does. It's a great system.
Brilliant.
This is from Andrew. I have a classic Mini dating back to the early 80s.
Yeah.
Some people would say that's not classic. It's after the classic era, which ends 68, really, if you think about it.
Sure.
I have a classic Mini dating back to the early 80s. Parts are becoming a rarity and more expensive. I have a problem with the Beretta where the butterfly valve keeps sticking. Instead of repairing it, I use a little toffee hammer to knock it every time it sticks. I've also got a problem with the fuse box. I've lost the lid. I've adapted a Tic Tacs box to fit over the top of the fuses, keeping them dry.
Beautiful work.
Great work. That's from Andrew. Thank you very much. Bit of a bonus. This is Hugh in Sussex. On our farm, we've got many Martin hot tap. The best way to sum them up is my old man's got specially cut bits of wood he calls plumbing wood.
Amazing.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang. Radio X.
Beautiful sunshine outside. The West End is packed with tourists. Go home. No, I don't mean that at all.
Get the hell out of here.
But I did go to the London Aquarium this morning with my little one, and I did think, I wish they'd go home, all of them, and just leave me with the sharks.
Sure, sure.
Rather than, it also smelt down there.
Did it?
Yeah, because it was really hot, and everyone had been really sweating. They go in there, it's just little narrow passageways. And I was trying to push my way through, giving it the old Bambra Gascoigne.
Yeah.
When you're trying to literally, you know, find your way through the gaps.
Uh-huh.
Using strength and speed.
Sure.
That's nicely linked, wasn't it? Right. The old Mexican handbag today is the old Bambra Gascoigne. What have we got in? Let's have a look. It's a team pub winger who turns up 5 minutes before kickoff, smokes a fag for a warm-up, needs a cider at half-time, but my God, he takes the fullback to the cleaners. I love that.
That's great.
Yes, yes. And he could have actually been a real good pro, but, you know, they couldn't discipline him. I think it's also, you know, any time you talk to a professional footballer, which I've talked to many over the years, I don't say it's to blow my trumpet, but just to add a bit of authenticity to the claim I'm about to make. And they'll all say, and this happens with the class of 92 when the Manchester lads get together, they'll all say, you know, I wasn't the best.
Yeah.
Though there was a guy there, and they'll name someone when they were 14. Honestly,
he couldn't get near him.
I don't know what happened to him. Yeah. I'll tell you where he is. Jail. but they... That's the old Bambra Gascoigne. That person from years ago. Like, what happened to him?
Yeah.
He was amazing.
He was incredible.
He was incredible. Sons, what you see?
Philip of British Leyland says, "Evening, TJ and friends. The old Bambra Gascoigne is, of course, the one collection of coins that are kept by the old school gas meter that needs feeding to keep the gas on.
The old gas coins. I love it.
Lovely.
See what he's done there?
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
It's crazily wicked wordplay. What do you got, Gav?
Dave says the old Bambra Gascoigne is the waiter in the restaurant who tries to memorise your order only to return 2 minutes later to ask you to repeat the whole thing as they write it down.
Can I just say, Sons, I don't know, and I really haven't wanted to say this to you.
What?
But when you do take our order after we do the opening link,
this better not be a complaint, because I do this every single day.
I know, but it's not a complaint, but it is unnerving me. Because Harry's greedy, right? Tuckbox.
Yeah.
And then you've got Vinny, who has often complex and varying...
He changes daily.
There's no pattern to it.
No, Gav, I just have tea, yeah.
Gav
tea
is just,
and sometimes a Kit Kat.
Gav's
NATO standard with
that's
everything.
That's it, straight away.
He's literally, he's like...
Tea, no sugar, please.
But I change it up, 25 lunch, things like that. You doing this thing when you go, okay, memorise it. I know you're doing it to fight off whatever, you know, to keep your brain supple.
Yes.
But it's really annoying me.
Why?
Because I think you're going to forget something and I really unknown.
She doesn't know. When did I last forget?
She
never
does. I'm just saying, I know she doesn't.
Forget.
I know you don't.
Anything.
But I don't like it.
She's no Bambra Gascoigne.
At least pretend to write it down because it just unknows me and it makes me. No, because I'm just telling you now for the first.
Is it intimidating?
No, but the first two songs I'm saying.
Is that what it is?
No, I'm just stressed.
Have I intimidated you?
No, I'm just.
With my mental capacity.
No, just while you're down
my
there.
My memory, which is so sharp.
Yeah, yeah. What are the 39 steps? No. Hardest job I've ever had. No, what it is, I sit here thinking, and all the time thinking, I'm just going to forget the popcorn. I really want that popcorn.
But I won't.
I bet you forget that caramel Twix.
But I won't.
I'm not jealous until you can just remember a round of teas.
Sure.
Charlotte says the old Bambra Gascoigne is just a good old fryer.
I love that one.
Yes.
Bambra Gascoigne, a dressage move, which is a medium degree of difficulty. Go straight in, the Bambra Gascoigne down the back. The old Bambra Gascoigne, a failed attempt at a skilled dribble or volley. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Someone else is saying it's when you a ball rolls along, you know, from people playing football. It's it's that precision kick you do.
To return it.
What you got, since you look really excited?
I want to do Phil in Bolton's.
Go on.
Phil says the old Bambra Gascoigne is when you go for a curry with nine of your mates and everyone wants poppadoms, so you order a starter for 10.
Yay. Boom! What do you got there, Gav?
Alan in Market Harbour says the old Bambra Gascoigne is a very flamboyant art dealer.
I was going to do that one. So nice. This is a really good one. This is because I've got one of these.
Oh, yeah.
The old Bambra Gascoigne is the false coin.
Oh.
The false pound.
Yeah.
That they do on things like for health, that for a trolley.
I've got one for the swimming.
I love that. I love that. The old Bambra Gascoigne, this is really good. An annoying loner in the pub hovering around the quiz machine when you're playing, chirping in with unwanted answers. I think it could also be that guy who gives you a tip for a fruit machine. You don't get him so much anymore because you very rarely see fruit machines in pubs. But that guy who, you all right, Harry?
Sorry,
Sorry, mate. It's when you yawn and didn't cover your mouth right when we're doing Mexican handbag.
Oh.
Some of us might have thought you found it tedious.
Are we keeping you, Harry?
Am I keeping you, Harry?
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
I spoke about this on yesterday's show, so I'm doing this pretty much off the, just from memory, off the cuff.
Sure, yeah.
I do off the cuff Roman, 2,000-year-old Roman news. But what happened was they were going for an old Roman site they've just discovered in Britain somewhere, and quite vague.
You don't need details.
But they discovered a well. And then next, it was only half built. Then next door to it is another well, because they obviously got the first one in the wrong place.
And they had another go. Yeah, yeah.
Right, cut to my shower. Yeah.
Ah.
Right, so there's a shower in by Milton's room. I've never used it, yeah? In fact, we use it as the cupboard to keep the bucket and the hoover and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right,
we haven't really got
utility room.
As a utility, well, no, not a utility room, the sort of cupboard for the cleaning gear.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite handy because broom handles and the hoover fitting, it's all just, tall, isn't it?
It's,
yeah,
all tall. It goes in a disused shower.
Yeah.
And plus, also, you can shower it all down, except we haven't.
Right.
Because... Well, we have with the hand shower, but I use the real shower, it just doesn't work. You know why? It's not even plugged in. It's just purely cosmetic.
Is it really? You're kidding.
It is purely cosmetic.
That's shocking.
It's like an art installation.
Yes, right.
Maybe it is.
It's like a
it could
piece
be a Banksy.
It must be a piece of art, Gavin. It's like a sarcastic shower.
Yeah. Wow. So that's quite the botched job.
Okay, not only that.
Yeah,
Okay, fireplace.
Yeah.
Also, in the spare room, fireplace. Really nice fireplace.
Yeah.
Great two listed buildings. So you're thinking they can't mess around things like fireplace.
No, because they can't move the chimney.
No, there is no chimney. It's purely cosmetic.
You're kidding.
No, there's me really respecting it. It just comes away from the wall. I could just literally lob it.
Oh, really?
Sort of designing everything around. I could just move it to another wall.
You could just jimmy it all away.
I thought, hang on a second. I've got a fireplace on a plasterboard wall.
That doesn't compute,
no,
does it?
No.
That's so funny.
I mean, it's not quite the Romans, but
no.
Builder's blunder, I come across one every day in this godforsaken dump of mine, says Jamie from Belfast. See, it is. He says, I'm currently trying to remove... What's that noise? Oh, I get you. Yeah, sorry. I thought Johnny genuinely gone wrong. sorry, but be careful of that. I'm currently trying to remove a chimney breast from the kitchen. I've been without for a year now. It's like the worst game of Jenga one could play. The lower I go, the more massive gaps there are.
Oh, my God.
Fingers crossed she doesn't land on top of me. That's Jimmy. See, it is from Belfast. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Gav, what have you got there?
Evening, TJ and the Funky Bunch. My old builder's blunder involves a lack of communication between kitchen fitters and floor...
Wait a second. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
I want that stay at home. There's always building work going on in my flats. Honestly, it's just really driving
me Johnny nuts.
Not only that, but my neighbour who lives upstairs, their kid is learning to play the trumpet.
Right.
He's learning to play the trumpet. Yeah, I know. We all know it sounds like that. It's just one man. Do you know what the worst thing is? You sort of think you're like the Jean-Michel Jarre of DIY. And you're not. You're an idiot.
That does sound like Kid A a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine what...
Isn't that the beginning of that Radiohead album?
No, it's not, because it's not happening again. It's the end of that album.
Mm.
Right now. Honestly, I'm not being funny either. It drives me mad. I've got the upstairs, downstairs, I've got a kid learning the trumpet. So it's not the day, Harry. Look at my eyes, South London.
Anyway, Philip says, the kitchen went in and then the flooring. 5 years later, the dishwasher packed up. It turns out between the granite worktop above and the floor being built up in front of the dishwasher, I now cannot replace my dishwasher as it can't be freed without dismantling the entire kitchen.
Oh, no.
Or reflooring it. I now have a cupboard for storing dirty pots.
Oh,
that's
man.
What you've got, yeah, which must be washed by hand
What have
later.
You got, sons? Come on.
This one says, we found wallpaper stuck on with double-sided foam sticky tape.
No!
Old vents covered in sellotape
what?
And painted over.
Okay, wait a second. Whatever you two are planning over there... Yeah, I can see Vinny and thinking, you think it's really funny, and you're just going through the board. It's not happening. No, you can point to what you like. I know it's the record of the week next, but that's not what you're doing. Because I can see you're pointing to the sound effect board, not the music bit.
They're up to something.
I know what you're up to. They're up to something. So you can forget
he's got
it.
That look on his face, doesn't he?
You, yeah. That look.
That look.
You can forget it.
Right.
My neighbours... Finish.
Old vents covered in sellotape and painted over. Old live wires hidden behind tiles purposely raised from the wall hide the wires, which was right next to the sink. And our entire kitchen, excluding the oven, is wired into the alarm on the electricity box.
What?
And that's just what we found so far.
Oh, do you know what? It's all going to have to come out.
It's like hairdressers, you know, who last cut your hair?
Yeah.
I have never, ever had anyone come to do any work who has congratulated me on the work.
Complimented the previous person. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not once.
No,
not
I once had a dentist who said it.
Oh, yes.
Who complimented you, said, you're really lucky, they've done a really good job there.
Oh, well, that's
good.
And then
I found out, because it's two streets down, but it's actually part of the same practice. And they knew. But then they thought I was going to move dentists.
So
I know, he says, whoever did this is marvellous. I said, this guy called Rob Wallace. And he didn't even say anything.
He didn't
admit. Oh, right. Yeah, it turns out he's his business partner.
Right.
Imagine that. Mind you, it's not quite the same as this. My neighbours had a new flat roof installed a couple of weeks ago. When removing the old roof, they discovered it had been installed on top of another roof. And there was water between the two.
No.
After removing the top roof, one of the team promptly moved onto the second roof and fell straight through into the neighbour's bedroom. That's
the neighbour's bedroom.
That's Colleen from Leeds. Is that how it should be pronounced?
I don't know.
He's put five eyes in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Colleen. Sorry, seven eyes. Yeah. Hey, guys, seven-eyed Colin. You know, it's gone. Someone delete it. Keep those coming in, please. 83936. It is now time for the record of the week, which I really like. It's from Hosier. No.
X.
Good dinner party?
Fun.
But you definitely blew our budget.
Budgets are meant to budge.
You got everyone a gift, but it wasn't anyone's birthday.
Says the person who gave a coupon as a tip last week.
Have you bought a chandelier for a one-bedroom flat?
At least I didn't sublet the couch.
It's extra income. And keep it down. Joe is sleeping.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from age 7. So for help tackling your finances, search Barclays Make Money Work For You.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Harry's going to paint the town red.
Paint the town red with Harry.
Right, Harry, I'm literally and physically going to put my feet up because Harry is going to take the con.
Wow, he's even taking his seatbelt off, sir.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
He's reclining.
Entertain us, Harry.
Right then, whilst little size on his gap year. Maps is no more.
Bitter.
Sure.
Maps is no more. So I use the acronym RED to bring you all the vital info surrounding our pet town, which this week is Hugh Town on the Isles of Scilly. So to start us off, we've got the letter
R,
which stands for recommendations. Yes, Hugh Town may be the largest settlement on the Isles of Scilly with just over 1,000 occupants.
Harry, who are you saying yes to? And you go, yes.
Well,
what was it? I don't see what was. Just to sort of go, yes, like it's you well, guessed. Well, about, is that you like you
if
guessed?
If you hadn't
it?
Have interrupted me, then I would have completed the sentence. And it would have made sense. But
would it have done?
Yeah.
Okay, start the sentence again. And let's see at which point.
Yes, Hugh Town may be the largest settlement on the Isles of Scilly with just over 1,000 occupants. There is a co-op, but not a lot else.
No,
see, that makes plain sense.
No, I'm just saying. But I think it was superb. Just going, yes, it's got a co-op.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well,
like small towns, it's got a co-op. Where I'm from, small town, got a co-op.
Yes, that wasn't interesting.
Yes, I worked there too.
Okay.
The headline act in Hugh Town is Port Cresser Beach. According to the Cornwall Guide, which is obviously just like 11 miles away or something like that, Port Cresser is about as perfect as a beach could be. Sandy, sheltered, and never busy.
And is that near, yes, Hugh Town?
It's in Hugh Town.
All right, okay. Well, they've got a beach in the town.
Well, it's...
cool.
It's just what it is.
Okay.
It's not a very big place, I've got to tell you.
Yes,
probably throw a stone between the two beaches.
Yes,
small. Hugh Town. Throw a stone.
Maybe a large settlement. So anyway, it's never busy, but you can make it a bit busier by going on down there. And whilst you're there, how about you treat yourself to a shoreside tiramisu at Dibble and Grub.
Yes, it's tasty.
Now, I'm going to throw it out there. There isn't a tapas restaurant in the UK with a better view than this one.
Mm.
I've said it.
Wow.
There we go.
He said
okay.
it.
Okay.
Next up is the letter E, which stands for entertainment. Hugh Town, you say? Gig Town, more like.
I love that. Okay. Can I just say everything that was bad about that? Yes, you've won us back.
Yeah.
You really have.
That's, we're
he,
right back
on board. He gives, he takes.
He does. Yeah, right. Yes, as you might remember from the quiz yesterday.
Harry!
Hugh Town not only has your musical gig needs covered, but also your maritime too. For anyone wondering what a gig is, pilot gigs are wooden rowing boats powered by six rowers guided by a coxswain. And the Isles of Scilly, as we discovered in the quiz yesterday, host the Pilot Gig World Championships every May Day bank holiday.
It's coxswain.
It's coxswain. It's coxswain.
Not coxswain. Coxswain. I don't know how to do
no,
that.
No, it's not even that, is it?
It's like boatswain. It's bosun.
Bosun.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the
again,
same.
Lads, yeah. It's not me.
Okay. Okay. Or buoy. It's just buoy.
Actually, I grew up, honestly, about 100 miles from the sea.
Quiet buoy.
then for the musical gigs, this weekend is the start of Ocean Scilly Festival. A
yes.
new... Yes.
Yes.
Yes. A new yes, 9-day nautical festival.
Yes.
I feel like I should just do dominoes.
That's brilliant.
It's a celebration of the sea, from wildlife, marine activity, water sports to gig history, shipwrecks and lighthouses. This Sunday, as part of the festival, St. Mary's Gig Club hosts the Summer Sunday Fun Day. Live music starts at 2 p.m. It's free. So in their words, just turn up.
Fantastic. I feel like that was just short of a, and yes, you guessed it, which is your, that's like your signature move. You're a wrestler.
Yes.
The yes man.
Yeah.
And finally,
D
is for, does it have a domino?
It's going to be yes, is it?
No, no, it's not, no, a chance. Not a chance.
No.
Not a this, chance.
That's what the iron is
no
going
way.
To
be.
Ooh. No, it doesn't. Sorry. It's a bit dramatic because there's no chance.
No dominoes.
No,
oh, man.
No, no.
Sorry.
No!
Anyway.
No!
Let's paint the town red.
Paint the town red with Harry.
That was one of your best ever notes.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
Four till something on Radio X. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me too. Hey, we just... But we just... Hang on a second. Hugh Town. Or would it be a town called Hugh?
Yeah, good point.
Because it's Hugh Town. I don't know.
Yeah.
On the Isles of Scilly, if you live in Hugh Town, let's be honest, anywhere on the Isles of Scilly, you'd like to be our pet town correspondent, text the show on 83936 or send me a WhatsApp through Global Player. I'm really interested in all this, particularly in Paint the Town Red tomorrow, because we'll genuinely know if it's just Hugh Town is the Isles, because I don't know anything about them.
No.
Apart from my mate who went there, it rained, and he said it's the most boring place I've ever been in their life. Right. Well, that's because it rained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not interesting in the whatever hotel he was in. It's now time for Radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic based, true or false challenge, pet town quiz. Scores at the moment, Gav 12, Sunter 15, G12, S15. Oh, this is ridiculous. I can't believe I'm forced to read this. Quizmaster Vin's note. This week's clue, the patterns to today's answers.
Oh, shut up, Vin.
Is either true, false, true, true, false, true. Or false, true, false, true, false.
What? That's not helpful.
The pattern to today's answer is either true, false, true, false, true, or false, true, false, true, false.
That's not what you said the first time.
I know, but once they get it, the first one, they're going to know. Oh, no, because it might not be true anyway.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, what Vin says is not necessarily the truth.
Yes, yes, I've just said.
Right, right.
Because
fun
he...
Fun enough, I've just done just the pantomime of discovery
yeah,
as well.
He no, is I don't a
need,
liar.
No, I don't need three of us doing the pantomime of discovery, all right? I don't need three of us walking the audience through that one. Gav, what's your buzzer, matey?
I'm under what?
I love I'm under what. What have you got there, Sons?
I've got...
Gentlemen, this is... Democracy Manifest. What?
Just a gentleman will be fine there.
Gentlemen.
That's
yeah,
it.
Obviously, that's what I'll... Yeah.
Yeah. Look, Amanda,
what? Oh, Christ alive. Don't you dare.
Gentlemen.
You must... No, don't, honestly, because you're actually driving me mad, Harry. You're worse than Little Simon.
What?
You must wait for, yes. You must wait for me to finish for answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. Let's play the Pet Town quiz. Here we go. True or false? Hugh Town's Spanish tapas restaurant, Dibble and Grub, has just introduced tiramisu on the menu.
Armando,
Gav. True. It is true. Well done. Yeah. True or false, the best-selling item at Ratbag's Canvas Shop, a shop selling items made from off-cuts of the Rat Island Sailing Company's sales, is the Ratbag Smock.
Gentlemen, Armando, what?
Santa.
False.
It is false. It's a rowing seat. So we've gone true, false.
Shut up.
True or false? Every May bank holiday, Hugh Town hosts the World Pilot Gig Championship, the first tournament held in 1990, attracting boating crews from 15 different countries.
Amanda, what?
Gav,
true.
It's false. All the teams were from Cornwall.
Okay, so the pattern is not
the
real, everyone.
Is
it's not real.
It might start again.
No,
okay. True or false, Hugh Town Harbour and St Mary's Harbour are the only harbours in the Isle of Scilly not owned by the Duchy of Cornwall.
Look, Amanda, what?
Gav, I think.
True.
It's false.
Ah.
You snatched defeat from the jaws.
I really have,
this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You
really absolutely have. Set fire to my whole situation.
That old Satan's sister's kept storm, hasn't she?
Yep.
Satan's
Hello.
Sister kept storm in a terse encounter in the square. True or false? Cornwall-born actress Kristen Scott Thomas went to secondary school in Hugh Town.
Look, Amanda, what?
Santa.
True.
It's false. Oh, that actually alters it.
Not really, no, no.
Okay.
No.
What's the scores there? I've got a clue.
I think...
I'm quite pleased.
Yeah, right. You've won.
You really shook
it off. Yeah, Vin won, obviously.
Minus
yeah.
one to Gav yeah. and a healthy zero to Santa.
Oh, that's
wow.
a
clue.
That's
wonderful.
You're celebrating that.
I'm celebrating. I'm taking it as a win because it is a win.
You're like the Jose Mourinho.
What? Where are we on the ongoing?
Jose Mourinho.
16-12, Santa.
I'm not kidding. Jose Mourinho, like George Graham, would love to have won a game with none.
Nil-nil, yeah.
Nil minus one.
Yeah.
That would have been, they ground it out.
X.
Good dinner party?
Fun.
But you definitely blew our budget.
Budgets are meant to budge.
You got everyone a gift, but it wasn't anyone's birthday.
Says the person who gave a coupon as a tip last week.
Have you bought a chandelier for a one-bedroom flat?
At least I didn't sublet the couch.
It's extra income. And keep it down. Joe is sleeping.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from age 7. So for help tackling your finances, search Barclays Make Money Work For You.
Radio.
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
That was our podcast. In a second, yeah, that third push the button story from 10 years ago, yeah?
Okay.
That's in a second. First, I've got to tell you, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Now you get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Go on. This was my favourite story.
Okay.
Because a guy came on and told this. It was brilliant. When he was a kid, his dad was... When this caller who won the prize, yes, he won the prize because it was the one we could do because it was sort of clean. Mm. And this isn't a push the button for phones either.
Right.
When this guy was a kid, the caller called him, he was about, I don't know, about 40 years old. And he's called and he said, when he was a kid, his dad was in a rock band.
Right.
Yeah.
And they got a gig supporting Quo.
Right.
In Guildford Town Hall. This
okay,
is the
yeah.
early 70s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but they are like the first one on.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so they're like three. Yeah. They used to have a lot of support bands
definitely,
back then.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
really
yeah.
did. It was a much bigger thing. So they were the first on. His dad was like really excited. But his mum had to work that night. Mm. So his dad had to take him along.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. And he was like seven,
okay,
eight
yeah.
years old.
Yes.
So his dad was keeping him there. He was in the dressing room. They told him to wait backstage.
Yeah.
He said, just wait here.
Yeah.
So he put him in a backstage place. That's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went out and did the gig. He said, while he's waiting for his dad, he's just sitting there, just kid, 8 years old.
Yeah.
He's just seen this lever and this button, right? Don't cheese salad this guy. He's seen this lever and this button, yeah?
Yeah.
And so he's one of those big ching things like that. Yeah. So he's got this lever like that.
Satisfying.
And he's just playing with this lever and he's just pushing these two buttons after he's done it,
oh,
yeah?
Oh, man.
He's just pushing these two buttons like that. And, but he can hear this sort of crowd noise while he's doing it. And it's just really weird. And his dad's sort of playing there.
Yeah.
And suddenly, someone comes around there and literally says, "What the f*** are you doing?" Like this. And they've been on there for ages.
Yeah.
His dad's literally finished the set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's found out that what he was doing while his dad was playing, is he was turning the house lights on and opening and shutting the curtains.
Oh, no!
Yeah. It was his dad's big break.
And the two switches were right next to each other.
Yeah, the two switches for
brilliant.
House lights, and house lights and shut curtains.
That's so good.
So the band are playing and literally they're just getting to it, and suddenly the curtains shut. The house lights are going up. And then suddenly they just go back up again and it goes dark. And sometimes the curtains are up and the lights are down and they're playing with the house lights on. Just he said it was like the worst light show ever. Sort of a band. Anyway, there you go. That was the winner. Radio X.
Hey mate, just past the room there, what's with the giant pile of letters?
Letters? Ah, my bill room.
Bill room?
Yeah, can't open them, can't throw them out, so they go in the pile.
You've got a giant pile of unopened bills, big enough for a room, and you don't want to open them because...
Don't want to know.
Right, well maybe if you open them you wouldn't have to sleep in the bath.
Yeah, or cook in the shower.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from age 7. So for help tackling your finances, search Barclays Make Money Work For You.
The homes of the future need EV chargers, solar panels and energy efficient heat pumps. But at EDF, we're not waiting for the future. Our teams, rated excellent on Trustpilot, are installing them all over the UK. Right now. EDF. Change is in our power.